January 20th, 1968, the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese joined forces and began an attack of the Marine Fire Base at Khe Sanh. Using a huge ground force and heavy weaponry, the enemy succeeded in surrounding the base. The Marines responded with one of the largest helicopter support missions of the war. Located 18 miles south of the border and a few miles east of Laos, the American military command considered Khe Sanh to be a crucial tactical position to blocking North Vietnamese infiltration into South Vietnam. The base was to be held at any cost.
It was a siege. It's like the fort. They wanted that base and we didn't want to give it to them.
Dick Rosser was a helicopter pilot in HMM-164. He flew dozens of missions into the besieged Marines.
The only way to get ammo and material, food, or get Marines out, or even bring some in, was by helicopter. There was no other way to do it.
160 tons of supplies were needed daily to maintain the base's defense. Helicopters flew non-stop to keep the Marines alive and fighting.
This thing went on and on and on, and day and night, the rockets and mortars, I mean, you're just constantly coming in. And everybody would run and jump in the bunkers whenever a helicopter would come into the zone, because they knew they were going to take a few rounds.
After 77 days of airstrikes and artillery bombardment, the NVA and Viet Cong finally retreated, leaving 352 American dead and nearly 3,000 wounded.
There wasn't much left standing at the end of that 77 days. All the above ground structures were leveled. Most of the bunkers were not there anymore. In Khe Sanh, we lost a lot of men there, but we held a position.